Blog Talk Radio.
Twillland Productions and Twillland Entertainment presents Love Talk, your source for inspiration and information. I'm your host, Ron Stevie, broadcasting live from the most powerful city in the world, Washington, D.C., where the lies, liars, and secrets are held. And what we're going to do, we're going to expose some of the lies, reveal some of the lies, and uncover some of the secrets when it comes down to love, lust, relationships, and everything that goes along with human love, and trying to make better communities, better relationships overall. We have Dougie Love on the air. He's going to come up in a few minutes, and we're getting a little serious on the topic today. Today's topic been a hot button topic the past couple days, but it's not really discussed too often. A lot of times we hear about domestic violence, and we hear about different avenues, different ways for people to handle domestic violence, whether it's shelters, whether it's hotlines to handle how to talk about domestic violence. But a lot of times when it comes down to it, it's from a female perspective. So today on Love Talk, we're going to talk about it from the male perspective. What can a man do when they are being abused by their significant other, by their girlfriend, by their wife? And with periods of domestic abuse, there's a different ways of handling it compared to a female and compared to a male. But we've been taught for so long that a man can never touch a female under any circumstances, even through periods of time when they're being abused domestically. So we want to tackle this because this is a serious topic. A lot of people feel that when a man discusses male domestic abuse, that they're being frivolous, that they're being petty, that they're trying to find something that's not there. But there is a growing aspect of men being abused by their spouses, and this is something that needs to be talked about. So Love Talk is getting a little serious today. I want to hear what you think about this. 347-850-1228. Once again, 347-850-1228, or you can inbox me on my Facebook at Rodney Stevenson. Let me know what you feel about this topic. And we'll also have, our weekly edition of Case of the X. And this is a very interesting topic tonight, so we're going to get into that as well. But before we get into all these topics, we have a song by Toy Sugars, and this kind of fits into the flow of the night as well. The song is called Illusion. And once again, you're listening to Love Talk on Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment, and Blog Talk Radio.
Straight away from
yeah, that was Toy Sugars with Illusion. And you're listening to Love Talk on Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And right now we have Doug Love on the line. How you doing today, man?
Pretty good. How's everybody out there?
I think everybody's doing good. We're trying to decipher this as far as male domestic violence. This is actually a very big topic that is going on right now. And the question of the day is, what can a man do to defend himself if he is being by his girlfriend, by his wife? You know, what can be done in that situation?
Pretty much nothing. All you can do is hold her down or walk away and try to avoid the situation. But if you do hold her down, you leave a mark or something, if you hurt her in the process, you're screwed.
And that's the problem. That's where the biggest issue comes. When a female is being abused, you know, people always say you should fight back. You should try to defend yourself. You know, don't let him beat you down. You know, don't let him get to you. You can do something to defend yourself. But when it comes down to the other side, when it comes down to a male perspective, the mantra that we've all been taught is you can never hit a woman at any cost. You can never defend yourself at any time. And what I want to let people know, I'm not advocating any type of violence on any side, male or female. There are different ways to handle certain situations when you're mad, when you're angry, that should not resort to violence at any in any cost. However, when a person is abusing you over and over and over again, there's sometimes very difficult to leave. And that's where the issue comes into play. How can you leave that situation? How can you walk away? You know, a lot of people say it's easy, but it's really not that easy to do.
Well, walk away. That's what I've been told. And yeah, but I don't advocate any violence towards men or women. And a lot of guys, they won't report it because they're ashamed, or you know, they'll get made fun of, or they'll think people won't believe them. Because there are a lot of crazy women, you know, that will actually do more than just, like, hit them, smack them, scratch them. They'll, you know, they'll bust up the car, you know, just do different things, you know. If you go in the kitchen and you see, like, she has a knife or something, walk away. If she abuses your pet, you know, there's signs, you know. It's just like, I forget that movie with, what's his name, where the woman had the rabbit boiling on the stove.
Oh, yes, Fatal Attraction, yeah.
Exactly.
Glenn Close and Michael Douglas, exactly.
Exactly, so there are different things. This is what I say. As a man, you can't disrespect a woman. You lose no matter what you do. I don't care if she's in the wrong. I don't care if she set your car on fire. I don't care if she slashed through your tires, busted all the windows, and then, you know, kicked your door in and smacked your mom. If you disrespect her, you touch her, you hit her, you're in the wrong no matter what you do. There's nothing you can do about it. Like, there's really, like, all you can do is go to the police, take videos and pictures. But you have to have a judge that will actually listen, because look at Chad Johnson last year. I'm not saying he should have headbutted her, but we don't know what happened in that house. And the judge, she was, look whose side she was on. You know, all he did was in court was just give smack his lawyer on the butt, and he got days in jail. So, you know, you got to make sure the judge ain't on, you ain't feeling some type of way about the situation. And you definitely cannot touch her in the wrong way. You can't hit her. You can't leave a mark. You can't scratch her. You can get walk away, but make sure she has nothing in her hands. Look back, make sure she ain't got nothing in her hands, and then run.
And then you're listening to Love Talk on Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And this is where the quandary comes in. No, so basically, it sounds like no matter what, a man has to take whatever type of abuse that he's receiving. Walking away is one option, but what if there's a situation that is difficult to walk away? What if that woman is really physically pounding on the guy? I mean, you know, there's, you know, of course they always say, oh, the man is physically stronger, the man is, you know, the man is the one that has more power when it comes down to these things. But there's situations where, you know, I'm you know, people who know me, I'm not the largest person in the world. If a woman, you know, beats on me, of course, you know, I'm not saying that I might not be able to take those hits, but, you know, if a woman is larger than me, then that may put that female at an advantage. So basically, do you feel that there are women that are out there that take advantage of the fact that the man cannot do anything to them?
Yep, because me, I'm slightly bigger. I'm medium, and for me, I don't do the hitting thing. I might snap. My temperament doesn't go for that. You know, if I can smack once or twice, I'll take it on the chin. But as I always tell him before, don't hit me. If you get mad, just let me walk away. Let me have my space. Just walk away. I'll let you have your space. Let me have mine. Don't hit me, because I cannot take it. I can't take a woman hitting me or anybody really hitting me, especially if I'm mad. It just won't go down. It just won't be good. So some women do take advantage of that. There was a few couples on the Steve Wilco show, or Maury in the test, and a few other shows, definitely Steve Wilco's, where she was really beating on her man, and he was just taking it. You know, he'd call the police, but what the police do? Nothing, really. You know,
nothing.
They filed some reports, and he tried to get a restraining order, but, you know, that didn't really work. You know, he got windows busted in his car, but the police didn't really respond to that. You know, she slashed his tires, keyed his car. You know, what the police was like, okay, if she does it again, well, you know. And so, again, what happens if it goes down to where she actually kills him, you know? Because it seems like women can get away with a lot of stuff, you know, like, for better or worse, with Tyler Perry. She burned up the man's car because she thought he was cheating, and he really wasn't. You can't forgive that. You can't, you can't have an Angela Bassett moment.
That's a big problem. Yeah, you see these on TV, and these are considered woman empowerment movies or women empowerment shows. You know, that's the most difficult and most challenging part when it comes down to what is ideal, what is something that the man can do. Like I said, I'm not trying to say that there's not a means to for a female to defend themselves if necessary, but when it comes down to a means for a man to defend themselves, that is the big challenge. I want to find out what people think about this. Once again, call in 347-850-1228. We have our chat going on right now on Blog Talk Radio, on the air right now. So we can have a live chat right now. There's a couple of people online right now, so definitely let us know what you think on this topic. What can or what should a man do to defend himself when he is being abused? And Doug Love brought up the police option as well, and how the court system and the police structure is very challenging for a man when it comes down to presenting this particular. Presenting this particular case, when a man wants to report domestic violence, a lot of times they will be looked at as the suspect because of the fact that when they are reporting this, the female can come right back and say, "Oh, well, he hit me first." So it becomes a matter of he said, she said. So when it comes down to a legal aspect, I would like to hear if anybody knows anything on the legal aspect. As far as what can be done when it comes down to protecting ourselves legally.
The cops won't
help us out.
Well, I'm sorry for interrupting, but we all seen the thing on Between Love and Hate. Old Magic says, oh, he hit me and showed some type of scars or bruising. It looked like she could do it herself, and the man is going to jail. Man can't do that, you know. And for the women out there that are abusing the man, you know, be careful before you get Ray Rice. Sorry, had to do it. It might not be funny, but oh well. But
I didn't want to try to bring that up, but that's where a lot of this this animosity and everything that's coming up right now because of the Ray Rice incident. So bringing that up, you know, both of them. That for those who don't know, Ray Rice is a running back for the Baltimore Ravens. Him and his fiance were both arrested for domestic assault due to a fight that happened in an elevator in a casino in Atlantic City. According to reports, the fiance was hitting Ray Rice first. Ray Rice is about 6'1", 250 pounds. He allegedly punched her and knocked her out cold in the elevator. And then of course, you know, like I said, violence, begetting violence is not the right answer. It should not be the answer at all. However, we do not know what happened inside that elevator. We do not know what type of violence was going on. So I'm not talking anything on that particular incident, but this is where the breaking point, the boiling point with a lot of people come up when it comes down to especially men trying to defend themselves and knowing that they're not, you know, they should not do that particular act. They should not take it to that next level. So that's why I wanted to try to bring up here. I wanted to try to find out some information on why or what people can do. And I see one person here, Michael Dodge Tepton, leave them way alone. And the thing is, it's good to say this, leave them alone. And that's definitely a great great aspect because you want to try to step back. You want to try to, when you have that breaking point where that person pushes you to that point, you have to try to leave the situation. That's the biggest thing. You want to try to leave the situation. Thank you, Michael, for that response. But the thing is, when is it a point where you cannot leave? Mentioned Ray Rice, it makes me think of Fred Lane. Years ago from Carolina Panthers, who was being abused by his wife for a long time. And he finally had enough, wanted to leave, and he was going to the house to try to get his things so he can leave. And he was murdered by his wife with a 12-gauge shotgun, you know, because of the fact that she did not want, you know, she felt that he could not leave her. You know, and that's one of the big things that is a challenging part for men when it comes down to being abused, you know, especially when there's children involved.
Well, what if you're in, like, let's say you're not in the elevator, but, you know, in a moving car, and she just starts hitting you, what can you do? You crash or kill both. You kill both of you. Or if you're in a secluded room, and she's by the door, and she's just attacking, throwing things, and she comes up, and she hits you, what can you do? You know, you are in the elevator. She's just hitting you, and, you know, let's say she has a taser or some type of weapon. What do you do? You can't, like what are you going to do? Like, let's say she has a taser. What are you going to do? Get shocked? Like, let the taser hit you? Get shocked in your balls? Get hurt? No, you're going to have to fight back. I mean, you're going to have to fight your way out to live. You know, it's not right, but sometimes you're going to have to do it. It's not right, but sometimes if you want to live, you might just have to do that, you know.
That's something that, you know, it takes a whole other level. When there are weapons involved, when there's a lot of physical abuse involved, you know, as difficult as it may be, that has to be the big option. You have to try to, of course, protect yourself and remove yourself from the situation. Try to get to the authorities and just see what, you know, avenues can be done at that particular point. But it's just a big challenge. And once again, you listen to Love Talk on Blog Talk Radio, And this is just such a large topic that's very difficult to get in 30 minutes. So I definitely appreciate everybody's response on this. This here is sponsored by Tranquil Minds Relaxation and Wellness. If you're getting to that stressed out point, you may need a massage to relax. So if you want more information on the massages and the programs that Tranquil Minds has, please log in at tqmind.massagetherapy.com. Also, you can go onto my inbox at Rodney Stevenson and find out more information about Tranquil Minds Wellness and Relaxation as well. And this might be something that we might have to expand to another episode a little bit later on once we find a little more information about maybe that particular case in regards to the Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice and also some other cases that are involved when it comes down to male domestic violence. And hopefully we can get somebody that on the legal aspect to find out legally what things can be done. So we have a few minutes left on today's show. I'd like to thank all the listeners that have been listening today on Love Talk. And I want to get into our weekly edition that we do each time this week, each time on Friday, called Case of the X. And Case of the X is about people sending me information in regards to the X. The X is always that tricky, tough subject, a tricky topic that people don't want to talk about. So I really appreciate a lot of people responding to me in regards to this and asking me questions or have some concerns about their X. So today's topic is a gentleman from New York. I'm glad to hear, you know, a man responded in this time. So the topic is he was dating this one girl for a period of time, for about a couple years. They broke up, but they're still pretty cool. And on her birthday, he will buy presents. He may buy flowers. He'll buy a candy, a teddy bear to give to her. Now he's in a new relationship. And her birthday is coming up next week. So he's asking me, is it okay to buy this girl a present? Is it okay to still buy this girl a present? And should he consult or just let his new girl know that he's buying his ex a present? So, Love, I want to hear your insight on this particular topic.
I would say if they're cool and they're friends, I say, yeah, he should, but he should also let his, you know, girl know that he's going to do that, because there's no reason why he can't buy her flowers if they're cool. You know, if they were friends first and they broke up, there's no reason why he shouldn't. But I say don't go extravagant. Don't buy her a better present than you would your own girl. That would be pretty stupid. But just get her, like, some flowers, a card, you know, just let her know, like, y'all friends, y'all cool, you know, something real subtle, and just let your girl know. Don't keep it a secret, but let your girl know that you're doing it. Because if you're friends, there's no reason why you can't do something because you're friends. There's a key word, friends. Friends. If you're friends first.
Now, what if that person, have history, though? That's it. What if they have history? What if you know, they had a past that was kind of a, you know, in a deeper past. And now he's still buying her some flowers, some teddy bears, some, you know, stuff like that, you know. But he's with the new person now, the new girl.
But if you were friends to begin with, then it should stay on that friend level. If everybody's an adult, you know, if everybody's an adult, it should stay on that friend level. Because if you're friends before the relationship, even if it was a deep relationship, you should be friends after. And if you're friends after, there's no reason why you can't. You just can't buy her and talk to her and take it the other way into something that maybe is too much for your friendship and start trying to stir up old feelings. There's no point. There's no reason to do that. But if it's going to stir up some old feelings, then don't do it.
Definitely understand that. And once again, Love Talk on Blog Talk Radio. Here's my take on that. Just kind of feeding off of what Dougie Love is saying. If you're going to buy this present for this ex, keep it simple. You know, a birthday card with maybe a gift card to a restaurant or a clothing store that they might like. You know, it's still thinking about that person, but it's at the same time impersonal. You don't want to do anything very touching. Sometimes teddy bears, sometimes flowers, sometimes candy can come off as being very personal. So you want to make sure that you're not straddling that line between the ex that you had and the ex that you want to lay away. You know, you don't want to have that layaway ex. So that is something that you really have to keep in mind when you're doing something like this. I have a message right here. It came on the chat that regardless of the history, if the main relationship isn't healthy, ex should only get best wishes, and that might be the best response you can do. You know, just say, just maybe just hit them up on text, hit them up on Facebook, say happy birthday, keep it like that. But if you are going to buy something, then definitely let your current girl, your current spouse, whoever know what's going on, because you want to make sure that there's no boundaries that are being crossed. So if you go to your new girl, your wife or so, and say, you know what, I've always, you know, bought presents for this person is very important to me, you know, as far as a friend, and I want to just get a birthday present for that friend, you know, I just want to let you know I'm going to do this, and then discuss it, then that will make that new girlfriend or that wife feel more comfortable, saying, okay, you came to me, you know, you want to make sure that I knew that that this is just a friend, and this, you know, this is something that you typically do, and that's the way you do it. Honesty is always the best avenue to go in a situation like this. So I just want to recommend to that person, just make sure you're doing the right steps when it comes down to it. Keep it simple, keep it, you know, cordial but impersonal, but also let your girl or your spouse just know that you're doing this, not asking permission. Because, you know, like I said, you're grown adults. You don't have to ask permission, but just let that person know that this is what you're doing. And once again, this is Love Talk on Blog Talk Radio. We have a few seconds left. I want to thank everybody for listening, for tuning in. And I want to just invite everybody to Sunday Show, the Vibes TV Show, your source for inspiration and information. And we're going to be talking about this week, history and religion, the focus of how Black history and religion have crossed paths, and how religion and the church has been involved in our history. So I have a few minutes left. I want to thank Dougie Love, as always, for chiming in. I want to thank everybody that's been posting on the chat line, everybody that's been listening in to Rod's TV show, to Love Talk. And we look forward to having you, listen to us next week. Just thank you each and every week for spending 30 minutes of your time listening to us. So until next time, I'm Rod Stevie. That's Dougie Love. I'm Tom Nair from Washington, D.C. You have a good one. We'll see you next week.
Enjoy your night. And follow me on Twitter and IG.